Okay. My name is Brooke Lloyd, and I'm a marketing manager in the U.S., so I work and manage the U.S. startup business, and I'm going to speak about BizSpark. So I hope you all are here for the right session. This is a BizSpark session. I know there are a lot going on. The big thing I want to ask is first of all, have any of you out there already started a startup or are looking to start a startup? Yeah, one. Seems like everyone here should probably be involved with that at some point, just because obviously everything that's going on with DreamSpark, but also with the Imagine Cup, this is a huge entrepreneurial competition. So it seems pretty relevant for anyone who's interested in that to learn more about BizSpark specifically. So I'm going to talk a bit more about that, about what we offer and how to transition from anything you might be involved in the startup world, and also with DreamSpark and what you can do moving forward. So feel free also to jump in at any time to ask any questions. Also, Helen Zhang is here. She's one of our technical evangelists in the West region in the U.S., so she works primarily in the Bay Area, and she can help you out answering any questions on the technical side of BizSpark. And also, if you want to get signed up right now, if you've already got a startup going, for instance, looks like one of you does, then we can get you signed up for that if you're not already. So, so with that, I'll jump right in. If you do have any questions, please let me know. All right, so the entrepreneurial ecosystem. So you guys are all familiar with this. Obviously, you're involved in the Imagine Cup. You've come here. You're interested in startup stuff. So there are a lot of people involved in the startup ecosystem. You have students, you have governments, you have universities, and you have technology, and you have major corporations. So Microsoft has a very specific way of looking at that and approaching it. And it's actually something that's changed recently with the launch of a new program we have called Microsoft Ventures. So this is something that just launched about 3 weeks ago now, 4 weeks ago. And it's a way for us to consolidate how we work with startups. And so it's essentially we break it down into four major categories. Our BizSpark work that we do, the community outreach that we do, the accelerators that we support, and then also our funding. So we have a funding wing that's essentially, a lot of you may have heard of Bing Fund. So that's our funding. And so it's focused more on seed funding and, you know, more kind of angel type investments, but we do have that aspect as well. What BizSpark does is it focuses more on just helping out the ecosystem at large. So obviously, we can't fund every startup. We can't get them into our own Microsoft accelerators. We can't necessarily get them into our partner accelerators, but we want to help out on a broad scale. And one way we can do that is to start to offer support through our software support, through technical support, and through business support. So really, the best way to start to learn about what Microsoft does with startup companies is to look at what we do with the BizSpark program and to start to engage us through that specifically. So I can answer more questions about Microsoft Ventures afterward or at the end of this session, but really what we'll talk more about is the BizSpark program. So BizSpark is a global program that offers free support, free software support, and generally visibility within the startup community and beyond. The criteria is very, very simple and straightforward. Essentially, you just have to be a company that's less than 5 years old, making less than $1 million annually, privately held, and developing software. So it's not that complicated. Really, we're trying to keep it open so that we can get as many startups into the system as possible and just starting to take advantage of our the software and the resources. The cool thing is also is that it is a global program. It is a global network of startups that we create. So if you haven't talked to your ADs, the academic evangelists who you're working with about this program, you should, and then they'll put you in touch with someone like Helen in your region who focuses specifically on startups and can start tapping you into who those influencers may be, whether or not it's accelerators, so someone who a program that's going to invest in you and going to put you through a 3 to 6 month program to really accelerate your growth and your startup growth, or it could potentially be another really popular thing right now are co-working spaces, so a central area and space where a lot of startups will come in and work and build a product either with the support of a general startup community. So that would be a good thing to start to talk to your ADEs about. And so I wanted to kind of break this down into three major pillars. So we've got the software, the support, and the visibility. And not only that, I thought that it would be best for you to really focus on what to do next going forward. So the software, you have access to essentially all of Microsoft's software. For 3 years. So it's a pretty huge benefit to have. One of the main things we stress for startups specifically is focusing on our Azure benefits. So Windows Azure, you actually are eligible for $150 free of Windows Azure per month, and that lasts for 3 years. So that's a pretty huge thing for a startup that you know, you don't have much cash, you don't have many resources, and you can start to build on Azure immediately. So that's a big thing that we stress with startups, particularly because it doesn't really matter necessarily what type of app you're building, whether it's built on an Android or iOS or a different platform, because you can still support it in Azure. So it's a really big benefit when you're thinking about business decisions and how to move forward. Another thing is that you receive a lot of support, so you're immediately tapped into our community. So you can meet with our technical evangelists, you'll get invited to different events, and you'll also have the benefit of receiving third-party offers. So we have a lot of partners globally who want to help you out for, it could be something like a business type thing, an accounting or financial issue where you need to get support. We have offers set up through our partner network specifically for you, so you can start tapping into those, and they're highly discounted offers for Microsoft's affiliated startups. And lastly, we have the visibility. So we have big marketing channels that we can help you to push out your either a big launch, you know, it could be a launch on Microsoft Windows Store or Windows Phone Store. And we can help you with that. We've got big channels through our website, through Twitter, through LinkedIn, through Facebook. We manage all of that, and we want to support you. So we're happy to promote anything you're doing, as long as you're, you know, letting us know what's going on. And if a big event's coming up, we'll definitely help you with that, and we want to. So think about that from a marketing standpoint as well. One other big thing that you may not have heard of, even if you've heard of BizSpark, is that we have this special Microsoft 60K offer. And this is a 60K Azure offer. So you're eligible for $60,000 of Azure in a year. And the second year, it's 50% of the overall retail cost. What that essentially means is if you are viewed as a high potential startup, which anyone who's involved with Imagine Cup would be, we want to go above and beyond for you. So we already have this allocation of a certain amount of funding or a certain amount of free Azure you're eligible for, but we want to say, why don't you take it to the next level? And we tell you're doing well, you're starting to really gain some traction, and we want to make you a special offer. And that's why we have this $60,000 Azure offer. Typically, what we do is we'll find those startups in accelerators, in these co-working spaces. They're active in the community. But we also find them through events like this, like the Imagine Cup event, other student events, other startup competitions. We work with a lot of different types of startup organizations and influencers. So anyone who comes through that and starts to build a relationship with us, we want to, particularly if they are really doing well, offer them something else. And that $60,000 Azure offer is huge and can really get you going. So that's another big thing to think about and to continue to ask your evangelists about. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
They want to migrate. Certainly, they are not into the community affairs and you know, adding value back to the community. But they are certainly good organizations who are willing to migrate. But why did we give them such an offer?
Right.
So how do they apply for this?
For the Azure 60K offer?
Yeah. They are not a predominantly Microsoft shop. But now
yeah. Right. Completely.
So we are providing as DB Group in the field the right readiness.
Right. Right. Well, and that's fine. That's fine. I mean, if they're looking to migrate, that's a perfect opportunity for us, and that's a huge opportunity for the 60,000K Azure offer. And so, what we would say is, that's fine. We'll help you. We'll put you in touch with the right people to even migrate. We've done in the U.S. We've done a lot of big migrations like that from AWS or from Rackspace or from open source, and that's what we want to try to do. Right. Right.
From this offer standpoint.
Yeah.
How they can get this offer? I mean, can I go back and simply tell them that okay, you apply at this, you know, URL, go fill a form, you know?
Yeah. So what you would want to do as far as internally, you essentially escalate that to the worldwide team. And then, yeah, and that's it. It's as easy as that. If you identified them as a high potential startup, particularly if they're porting over, migrating over from another, from a competitor's product. Yeah. So, we can talk more after it too. But yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. That sounds like an ideal situation. So, yeah. So, as I was mentioning before, one of the key things benefits that BizSpark offers to startups globally is that we do have this huge footprint. So across our accelerators, our Microsoft accelerators, which are our global accelerators, which will soon be in 8 different countries, currently in 5. We have that. We have the Microsoft Innovation Centers, and we have evangelists who are all over and active in the technology communities in the world. So these are huge assets that you have access to, and that we promote, and that are just another way to derive benefit from the BizSpark program. So that's basically the big points I wanted to cover. We don't have to get anything too specific right now. We can answer some questions. We can ask them, take them offline too, and talk more about that. I'm here. Helen's here to answer any of those questions. And please look us up on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Twitter, and just sign up for those. And you'll start getting free information, free offers, and start to understand a bit more about what BizSpark does. So that's about it. Any questions in general? Is it, sorry?
Windows Azure.
Azure, yep.
And in many solutions, there is a need to server side. And is there any way to access to server side when or some suppose with BizSpark?
So you're talking about Windows Azure access through? Yeah.
And you just notice that BizSpark is supposed to benefit with the Windows Azure.
Uh-huh.
And how about the server role with BizSpark?
The
server role with BizSpark, is there some benefits can BizSpark provide to the BizSpark member?
Okay. So you're talking about, so if you're using Azure and you want additional support for that, or? Okay, so that would be a good situation where you would talk to your local technical evangelists, and if you needed to ask, you know, some get in touch with a more of a specialist on that side, on Azure specifically, and how to integrate it with other services, then you could then they would put you in touch with them. Or you could go directly to us through BizSpark and post a comment saying, I'm working with Windows Azure, I need support for this type of integration. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So if you go online to this last one right here, this Microsoft.com/BizSpark, you can just fill out the form. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there some request for us or which staff enterprise is easy to join this, right?
Well, actually, if you want to sign up right now, Helen can help you with that. But Helen, did you have a?
Yeah, I mean, if any of you want to sign up at BizSpark right now, just talk to me. I generate a bunch of enrollment codes. So usually at BizSpark, you sign up on the website. But it's a fairly global program, and a lot of people can sign up for it. So they have an approvals process at the end. But I think for magical teams, like you, if you come and you ask me, I can give you a code to put in for sign up. And then there's, you just need to put in your information, and you're in the program.
Is that mean I choose to fill a form at that website?
Yeah, but talk to me. Talk to me after this.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can either go to the website and fill out the form, or, yeah, you can just talk to Helen right now, too. any other questions? Yeah. Did you have one? Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Right.
Which one is the best place?
So I find that the LinkedIn group is really active. So a lot of people ask questions on that. There are a lot of responses on that as well. If you're already in the program, then just going through your BizSpark account, then you can ask questions there and post questions at the support. And then Facebook as well. Facebook is very, very active. So if you want sort of immediate responses, I would say Facebook or LinkedIn, and then if you want kind of an FAQ as far as like frequently asked questions and what's happening with the changes in the offer, then just going to the website.
I'm looking this through. Basically, we're doing Kinect. Like a brainstorming tool based with Kinect.
So yeah. Right.
I was wondering if BizSpark could offer some channels towards those directions, or if there is any other direction you would suggest me to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that if you post on there, there'll be a response. And also to go to, are you working with a technical evangelist?
We are in touch with the Microsoft Innovation Center in Yerevan, but
okay.
We are not based in Yerevan anymore. So it's
Okay, well, that's another thing. We can put you in touch with your technical evangelist, and that's a great way to start getting tapped in and getting questions from specific Microsoft teams or getting feedback. Helen, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I would say, honestly, your evangelist is probably the best way to get anything done, like, with Microsoft, because people ask me, like, a ton of questions that are on products that I don't necessarily work with, so I don't work directly with Kinect, for example. But, I mean, your evangelist is there to help you like answer any Microsoft-related questions. So even if you just want an introduction to the team, like they will be able to find people for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need to find out.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And we can help you with that. So if you want to follow up with us afterward, and we can look into that for sure. Yeah. Yeah. No problem. Any other questions? Yes.
Could you talk a little more about the venture program, and it's a global program also?
Sure. It is a global program, and the venture program is broken up in kind of how that slide was. It's broken up into the funding side and then the accelerator side. So there are Microsoft accelerators globally in 8 different cities, or will be in 8 different cities. They're in 5 currently, and that's the first step as far as getting in touch with, getting involved with Microsoft on a very personal level and in-depth level. And then the seed, the Bing Fund, is a very it's a seed fund. So they select typically select technologies that they think have strong integration with Microsoft products and can really leverage the access to Microsoft Teams. So if they can work well with the Windows team or Windows Phone or with Azure or any of the servers and tools teams, then those are sort of the high potential startups they're looking for. And they invest in very few a year. So, you know, anywhere between 5 and 10 a year, but it's not very many. The accelerators are a bit bigger, and they're looking to do a couple classes a year and anywhere between 10 and 15 startups in each one of those accelerators. So that's a little bit broader and bigger group that they're
joining. Where could I find more information about that?
Sure. So if you go to microsoftventures.com, then yeah, then you'll find that information. And I can give you my card later if you have any follow-up questions. Yes?
So since we are already in the acceleration program, I was actually looking for this. So how do you apply with this being found with a windows of time frame specific, or is that an open application, and where do I go and try to do it?
Yeah, so if you go to Microsoft Ventures, they'll tell you more information about that specifically. They don't have it set up like a structured class system with deadlines. Most of the time, it's just you reach out to the Bing Fund team, and they'll ask for more information.
Yeah,
exactly. That's the seed fund. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes.
Yeah, I'm from Budapest and I go for startups.
Oh.
That's my question. That what kind of levels do you give money in the seed fund? What does it mean, the seed level?
Yep. Seed fund level. So, I think the specifics of the deal. I don't know the internal specifics of it, and I don't know how much that team discloses necessarily. But it's one of those. I would have to direct you to them. And they can tell you more information on that. Yeah. Yes. Go back.
I had the interview with GooseTech.
Okay.
So that was the same question.
Cool.
For GooseTech, that you said that 8 or 9 countries where you did the movement in this venture topic. And Good said that not in East Europe, maybe in Europe and in America will be the most focused. That's my question. That what kind of accelerator have you in East Europe?
So they're planning on launching one in Moscow. Yep. The new ones are in Moscow, Rio,
and
Rio, not in Eastern Europe, in Rio de Janeiro, in Brazil.
Yeah.
And so the ones that are in Europe are in Paris, in Moscow, and Tel Aviv. Yeah. And then Berlin. Yeah, Berlin. Thanks. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So if you're in Imagine Cup, then we want to make sure that you're getting onto BizSpark. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Yes.
You're talking about BizSpark in terms of support. Mm-hmm. What does a participant get? Not about software, but support.
Support. So yeah. So the big thing is that you have access to people like Helen, as far as reaching out to technical evangelists in your local communities. And building those relationships. So from a Microsoft side, you have the technical evangelists and then whatever connections they can put you in touch with within the Microsoft team. On outside of Microsoft, you have these specific third-party offers. So we have a lot of partners who work to either do training or education on our technology. Specifically, or it could be some business support or other sort of more personal technical support. So that's the biggest thing that you have access to as far as the support goes. And you can get a list, if you go onto the BizSpark website, you can get a list of the current offers that are out there for BizSpark members. So there are a lot of offers across business and marketing. Yeah.
And I know a lot of startups aren't necessarily in touch with their developer mentors, but there's also something within the Discord program. Like Microsoft has this like special kind of secret hotline support thing where you call in with an incident and they will work with you until your issue is resolved, but like no matter how long that takes. And
yeah.
I think each Discord company gets 4 incidents like that. So you can literally go in and say, I have this issue, like something's not working, and they'll work with you forever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like the premium Microsoft technical support service.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, sorry. That was on one of the support slides, and that's a great point. Thanks for hearing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand that you just mentioned this will be provide some free support for the startup company.
Yeah. Yeah, so how many licenses you get, or, yes, so you have, you're allocated a certain amount of licenses for the BizSpark account, so you have one major, main person who signs up for the account, and then you have access, I believe it's up to about 8 licenses for that software, and then they're listed under that title person. So the principal person who registers first, and then you could sign up other developers under that.
Okay. How can I use the supervisor suitable? And in the other situation, for example, if I develop the software, by the Visual Studio, maybe it's correct or the good user version, but if I provide some software to
Yep.
Can you explain some?
Right. You wouldn't be able to give that software to a client. Right. Yeah. Yeah, so you have to, the licenses are associated to the principal person who registers. And then, so they have to be registered to within your team. That's the restriction.
And something else with that too is that, like for example, if you're doing consulting work from your company, like so BizSpark is for like companies that are developing software, right? So in the same way, if you're doing like IT consulting, I don't think that's one of the things that qualifies as like under BizSpark. So you wouldn't be able to like use the software for your clients and have your clients use the software because you're not seen as like because. And BizSpark is to encourage people to like develop things rather than kind of support others.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah. Any other questions? Okay. Well, Helen and I are around, so if you have any other follow-up questions throughout the time we're here, let us know. And thanks so much for coming, and sign up for BizSpark. Thank you.